This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in a series called Transformed. In these lessons, Rick uncovers key principles found in God's Word that will completely transform our lives from the inside out in every area, including spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, and vocational. Now, before we get started, we want to let you know that a very generous friend has given a $100,000 matching grant to Daily Hope. That means that all this month, every dollar you give to help Daily Hope share the hope of Jesus around the world will be matched up to $100,000. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called Setting Personal Goals by Faith.
Now here's what the Bible says, Matthew 9:29. According to your faith, it will be done to you. According to your faith, it will be done to you. God says, you get to choose how much I bless your life, how much I transform your life. Great faith will be great transformation. Nothing happens in your life till you start dreaming. God says, you get to choose. According to your life, your faith, it will be done. So I'm going to encourage you that when we start setting one goal a week over the next 7 weeks, don't miss any of these, that you ask the question, will this require me to have faith? Is it such a big dream that I'm bound to fail unless God helps me? I'm really going out on a limb. Don't ever be afraid to go out on a limb. That's where the fruit is. The fruit is not at the trunk. You don't get the fruit by playing it safe. It's out on the limb. And never be afraid to rock the boat if Jesus is your captain. I'm sharing you life experience tonight, because I'm looking out on the next generation of Saddleback right here. And I'm going, I want you to know God like I do. And I want you to trust him like I do. And I want you to be used by God in ways that you've never, ever imagined. I never imagined all of this, but God did. Goals are statements of faith. Number three, goals focus my energy. Well, another one of the reasons why you need to set goals in every area of your life is they focus your energy. They keep you from wasting time, money, reputation, energy. They keep you focused. Selection is the name of the game. Focus is the key to an effective life. It's not these 50 things I dabble in, it's this one thing I do. And the more you focus your life, the more powerful, the more effective your life is going to be. If you spread it out and diffuse your life over a whole bunch of different things, you'll make no impact at all. But if you focus your life, it's going to be powerful, it's going to be strong, and it will change the world. Light diffused has no power at all. But when you focus light, it has enormous power. The sun doesn't set things on fire just because it's diffused. But I remember when I was a kid, if you take a magnifying glass, you could set grass on fire, or you can burn little bugs. I'm sure all you girls did that, right? And you focus the light, it can actually start a fire. If you focus light even more, it becomes a laser, and a laser can cut through steel, and a laser can kill a cancer. I want you to live a laser life, a focused life. Goals focus my energy. Now, the world is full of distractions. Everybody agree with that? Everybody agree? There are a lot of things to distract you. You can spend your life, you can waste your life, or you can invest your life. And the greatest use of life is to invest in that which is going to outlast it. Now, you don't have time to do everything. You figured that one out already. You don't have time to do everything. Here's the good news. God doesn't expect you to do everything. Not everything's worth doing. And there are only a few things that are really worth doing. And the key to being effective in life as a woman of God, as a man of God, is to do what matters most and forget everything else. Goals focus my life. Paul says this in 1 Corinthians 9:26. I do not run without a goal. I fight like a boxer who is hitting something, not just the air. He said, I'm not playing around here. I'm not playing air guitar. I'm not just pretending I'm boxing. He goes, when I box, I fight to win. When I run a race, I run to win. He said, I'm not just messing around here with my life. It's too important. I'm going to do something with my life. I'm going to win. I want my life to bring honor and glory to God. I don't run without a goal. Some of you are running without a goal. And as a result, you're just running in circles. And you're caught up in the rat race. You don't want to run the rat race. Because even if you win the rat race, you're still a rat. Number four, goals don't, they're statements of faith. Goals focus my energy. Number four, goals keep me going. They give me hope to keep moving. They give me hope to endure. They give me hope to persist. You know, you've heard me say this many times. When you're going through hell, what do? You keep going. You don't want to make a home in hell. You don't want to stay there and camp out overnight. When you're going through hell, you just keep on going. And the way you do that is you have a goal beyond. The Bible says Jesus endured the cross because he looked forward to the goal and the glory that was set before him. He looked beyond the pain to the payoff. You need to do this too. The Bible says that God wants to make you have hope. You see, if you don't have a goal in your life, any goals in your life, you don't really have any reason to get out of bed in the morning. Except maybe you got to eat. But really, why even get out of bed? Why even live if you don't have any goal for your life? Job says this in Job chapter 6, verse 11. I do not have the strength to endure. You ever felt like that? I don't know if I'm going to make it. I don't have the strength to endure. Why? Next sentence. I do not have a goal that encourages me to carry on. You got to have a goal to keep you going. You know, they did a study once of the Holocaust survivors. And in World War II, you know, the Nazis killed 6 million Jews and many others besides Jews, many Christians, Muslims, others that they just didn't like. And they studied those who survived the Holocaust, survived those terrible tragedies, and they discovered only one thing in common with all these people. Every one of them had something to look forward to. Every one of them had something waiting for them. Every one of them had something that they wanted to live for. They had a goal. Those who didn't have anything to live for, those who didn't have anything to look forward to, those who didn't have any goal out there, they lost hope and they simply gave up the will to live. And then they died. The second year of this church, when I was 26 years old and pastoring, it was what I call my dark year. And I was depressed the entire year. And I could barely put one foot in front of the others. And I later went to a doctor and got some nutritional advice and I went at it. But it took a full year before I actually felt better. I was just always tired and I was always depressed and I was just always fearful. And at that time, I wasn't thinking, God, build a great church. I was thinking, can I just get through today? And I look back now and I'm grateful that I didn't give up that year. But I'm also more grateful that God didn't give up on me. What kept me going through a full 1 year of depression? I had a goal. I had made a commitment to pastor this church for 40 years. And so I held on to that even though every bone in my body wanted to give up. Do you want to know how often I felt like giving up as pastor of Saddleback Church? How often I felt like resigning? Just every Monday morning. I get PMS, post-message syndrome. And after you've preached 5 or 6 or 7 times and you're all emotionally spent, you get up the next day and you think, man, somebody could have done a better job than that. God, I'm not that smart. You got to find somebody who can really, this church is too big for me. Get somebody else. Get somebody who's brilliant to do this. But you just keep on keeping on. Why? Because you have a goal. You see, when you have a long-term goals keep you from being discouraged with short-term setbacks. Everybody has setbacks. Everybody blows it. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has failure. In fact, failure is the only way you succeed. You cannot succeed in life without failing. Why? That's how you learn what works and what doesn't work. So never call it a failure, call it an education. Some of us are highly educated. We're good at failing. Now, if there's any piece of advice as your friend, I could say this to you, it's this: learn to fail fast. Okay? Because you're gonna fail. You're gonna fail. So everybody fails. I fail all the time. You know what? The key to Saddleback's growth and our strength and our success is we fail fast. And then we learn from it. We don't waste our failures. We try something that doesn't work. We try something that doesn't work. We try something else that doesn't work. We try something else that doesn't work. We do 99 things that don't work. And then number 100 works. And then we teach a seminar to other pastors and pretend like we knew what we were doing. But we're not that smart. It's just trial and error. Goals keep me going, and long-term goals keep me from being discouraged about short-term setbacks. Now, a goal doesn't have to be big to motivate you. For instance, if you had to go to the hospital and have surgery for some reason, your first goal would simply be, after surgery, can I sit up in bed? Not a very big goal, but an important one. And the second goal would, can I hang my feet over the side of the bed and sit up? And then the next goal would, can I get enough strength to stand up after surgery? And then a very important goal, can I have enough strength to go to the bathroom by myself? Big goal. Then next is, do I have enough strength to walk around this wing of the hospital? All of those are very small goals, but they're all important goals, because when to get from here to success isn't one big leap. It's many small steps. Many small steps. So goal doesn't have to be big for it to be important. It's getting you on the way. Like, my goal today is to get out of bed and to eat healthy, have a healthy breakfast. Fine, that's a good goal. As Job said, I have to have a goal to encourage me to carry on. Now, you may have come this weekend and you're a little discouraged. Maybe you're feeling a little down. Maybe you're feeling you got the blues. You're down, 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 doobie-doo, down, down. And you, everybody hates me, nobody loves me, I'm never going to get married, I'm going to go eat worms. I'll play the song for you here. If you're discouraged this weekend, you need to set some new goals. And that's what we're going to do in the next 50 days. You need to set some new goals in these different areas. Goal setting is a spiritual responsibility. It's a statement of faith. It focuses my energy. It keeps me going. Number 5, the Bible says goals build my character. Goals build my character. Drifting doesn't build your character, but goals build your character. And if you set a goal and you get a vision, without a vision, the Bible says the people perish. If you get a vision, you get a goal, then God says, I can work in you. Now, listen very carefully what I'm about to say. The greatest benefit to your life over the goals you're going to set in the next 50 days, the biggest benefit to your life is not going to be the accomplishments and achievements you acquire because of those goals, but what happens inside you while you're moving toward the goal. See, God is more interested in your character than he is in your accomplishments. You're not taking your success to heaven. You're not taking your career to heaven, but you are taking your character. So God is more interested in who you are and what you become than he is in what you do and accomplish and what you succeed at. God's interested in you. So here's the idea. While I'm working on the goal, God is working on me. Does that make sense? And that's what God wants to do in your life. Goals help build your character. And that's what's going to last for eternity. That's why Paul says in Philippians chapter 3, verse 12, I keep striving toward the goal. Circle the word striving. That means it takes energy. It takes effort. It takes intention. It takes purpose. in order to reach your goal. And God says that while you're doing that, while you're working on the goal, God is building character in you. You will never become the man God intends you to be unless you intend to become that man. You will never be the woman God intends for you to be unless you intend to be that person. 10 years from today, some of you, you're not going to be in church. You're going to be a long way away from God. You're going to go through a failed marriage. You're going to have all kinds of problems in your life. Why? Because you never intended to be a man of God. You never intended to be a woman of God. It was just kind of a casual Christianity. Yeah, maybe this, yeah, maybe that. And you never intended. You'll never become what God intends without you being intentional. Goals build my character. And then number six, good goals will be rewarded. Good goals will be rewarded.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. In just a moment, Rick is going to tell you about a recent $100,000 matching grant from a very generous listener. But first, he's going to share with us how God has been using your financial gifts to help us share Christ with people around the world. Here's Rick.
Hi, friends. Would it surprise you to know that there are entire groups of people who have never heard about Jesus still in our world today? I'm talking about the small tribes of less than 100,000 people in many, many distant places who have never heard the name of Jesus Christ. That means there's not a single Christian among them. There is no church. They have no Bible. There is no believer. Can you imagine that? Would you help me reach these unreached, unengaged people? You know, one of the reasons I started Daily Hope was to find partners who would help us take the hope of the good news, of the gospel, to the whole world, to the final frontier, these unreached, unengaged tribes. Jesus wants us to witness to all nations and to all people. He never made a person he didn't love. He never made a person he didn't want saved. And Jesus died so that all may be saved. But people can't follow Jesus if they've never heard about him. And they've never heard of God's grace, how can they receive it? So I'm asking you to help me in this finishing the task project. Thank you for your support. You know, Daily Hope is now reaching over 34 million people each month through Daily Hope audio teachings and our email devotionals. But we're only able to do this because of your partnership with Daily Hope. We're working together to help us fulfill the Great Commission. Imagine when you get to heaven, somebody comes up to you and says, I just want to thank you. I'm here because you cared enough for someone like me. You prayed and you gave and you shared and you sacrificed, and I'm in heaven because of you. Will that be worth it? Even as we rejoice in the success, we need to remember that there's still billions of people who need to know Jesus. And we got to keep going. So I'm asking you prayerfully to consider giving the biggest gift you've ever given or that you can give before the end of this year. As I said, there's still about 3,000 unreached people groups that have either few or no believers in them. We've been able to reach about 600 of those tribes, making sure there's a Christian living among them who speaks their language and can help them understand the Bible. But that's just the first step. The truth is, an unreached people group isn't considered reached until it has a healthy church, a body of Christ that's able to plant new churches within that group. So to help that happen, we're working on translating spiritual growth tools into about 200 new languages for people who have virtually no Christian resources available. Think of all the Christian books you could buy at Christmas this year. Or think of all the books you could pass on at birthdays. These are so available in English, but we need to translate them in all the other languages. These translations are strategic, that we've selected ones to share the gospel and to help disciple new believers where it is most needed right now. Now, these resources are also going to help young pastors grow and train others to build the church in their nations and in their groups. Now, we've made a lot of good progress, But we got a lot of work ahead of us in this task, and it is a monumental vision. I can't do this by myself. I need your help. It's a timely vision. It's a global vision. But every vision, listen, requires provision. Honestly, we wouldn't be able to do any of this vision without you. And that's why I cannot fully express how much I appreciate your financial support of Daily Hope. You know, I don't take a salary in this. This is all a ministry of love. And all of these funds are going to help reach more people. Now, let me give you some exciting news. A generous friend of Daily Hope has offered a $100,000 matching grant so that any gift you give by December 31st this year will be doubled up to $100,000. That means every dollar you give to Daily Hope between now and the end of the year will be doubled. Would you please prayerfully consider how you can give today, how you can reach more people for Jesus in the coming year? And please, while you're at it, pray that I will faithfully teach God's word in a way that will penetrate hearts. Pray for our Daily Hope team as they coordinate our outreach. And most of all, pray for the people we're trying to reach, that their hearts will be prepared to hear the message of the good news of Christ, and that they will come to know the grace of God and grow and mature in their Christian faith. You have a part of the most important task in history. Now, my prayer for you is that God's going to bless you throughout this coming year, and that he will bless you so much that you can be a blessing to others. You know, we're blessed to be a blessing. And my prayer is that he will draw you closer and closer to him. God bless you.
Remember, as Rick just shared, whatever you give today will be doubled by the matching grant up to $100,000. But only till midnight December 31st. Anything not matched will be lost. So please contact us today. Go to PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.